Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Folks, a container ship hits the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is part of the Interstate 695 system there. Ed Norris from our sister station, 105.7 Fan, who is also a 20-year veteran in the New York Police Department, served as police commissioner for Baltimore and was superintendent of the Maryland State Police, joins us. Ed, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
Ed, if you could kind of paint the picture of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, what it connects, and the importance to the Baltimore area.
Yeah, it's vitally important. It's, you know, Baltimore's on the water, on the Chesapeake Bay, and the Francis Scott Key Bridge is the outermost crossing for the, you know, over the water there. And it connects, it rides right over the outer harbor. Everyone's heard of Baltimore's inner harbor, right over the outer harbor and the Patapsco River. But it's crucial for commerce and just basic community, but really for commerce, because it's one of those bridges that was actually approved for hazardous material transport and things like that. And there's a lot of industry down there. Like, you know, that part of this, that's actually in the suburb. That part of Baltimore has got like a big BMW plant. It's got a huge Amazon building down there, which employs tons of people. It's just a really busy port. And now they've suspended all shipping into Baltimore's port. So these boats now, these ships will have to go to either, I guess, Norfolk or New York City for deepwater ports.
And the bridge connects, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've been across the bridge and I'm trying to remember, industrial parks on both sides, right?
Correct. Yeah, from like the county down the area, like the Dundalk region down there, which is part of Baltimore County into the city. It kind of straddles the line. It's in the city, but it kind of straddles between city and county. But it's very industrial on both sides. And now, it's affected all the water traffic into the city, to our harbor and the inner harbor. We can't have any more. They've suspended indefinitely, so there's going to be no more shipping into Baltimore.
Your law enforcement background, I was kind of amazed by they talk about how fast they were able to shut that bridge down. It occurred at 1:30 in the morning, thereby minimizing the number of folks that have been impacted by this, and our thoughts and prayers go out to them. But shutting that bridge down, knowing that there was a loss of power on that container ship and that they almost with certainty were going to hit the bridge at some point.
Yeah, I mean, apparently whoever radioed this in, if it was the captain of the ship or the pilots, you know, those ships have to be piloted. You know, the way it works when you get into these big ports is the captains don't even, you know, operate the ships. If our own pilots go out who know the waters better and navigate them back in, someone, sent over a mayday and told people they're going to hit, you got to close the bridge, get people off the bridge immediately. And I think they really minimized the casualties that way, knowing they had lost power. And, of course, you know, you lose power, you can't steer. And that thing, I heard, was 100,000 tons with the container. So it's not like driving a car. You're not going to change direction very quickly.
So from the video, it looks like a major portion of the bridge that's actually over the water fell in the water.
It did. It was surreal to watch it. I mean, I cross that bridge often. And just to watch it fall, and it looked like it would just went easy, like a Lego set. And then you forget how big that container ship was, how heavy it was. I mean, it's a suspension bridge. But it's just, it fell, the whole span fell in. And now it's in the river. It's in the Patapsco. And, like, you know, when they finished with the rescue slash recovery, because the last I heard, they had rescued two people. Both were alive at the time. One refused medical aid. One was in bad shape, went to a trauma center. But they were still looking for six more at least. And they're not quite sure how many people went in the water. And then you begin, after that, once that's suspended, then you begin the pulling the bridge itself out, which is going to be, I can't imagine how long that's going to take, because it just reminded me, I was a member of the NYPD when Flight 800 went down. And, mm-hmm. That took months to recover the whole plane and reassemble it in a hangar. And it's a massive, massive undertaking. And this is a lot bigger than an airplane.
What has been the reaction of the community?
Stunned. I mean, everyone's, as you would expect, everyone's got stories about, I would just cry. I cross that bridge every day at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock. And think people looking for people who work overnight. It was frantic because there was no communication. And it's just devastating because it's going to, and besides the obvious, I never want to diminish the loss of life and the casualties that are associated with that. But it's also a huge economic impact to the region because this is a port city. And if the port's closed, it's a lot of people whose jobs are in jeopardy, who work on the docks. You ever watch The Wire, season two, it's the docks. Yeah. And that's a real thing. Yeah. It's a big thing. And so you have that, and then you have, like, the Amazon plant and the BMW plant and all these other, industrial plants down there. You're talking the approximate number this morning was 15,000 jobs in jeopardy, plus, the stuff that's not going to get to other cities. That's going to be delayed because if you have to go to New York City, you're going to be waiting in line to find a place to dock. So this is going to affect the whole East Coast.
Yeah, they said there were 40 ships still inside the Baltimore port and looking to exit, as well as 30 outside looking to come in. A lot of people don't realize just how busy this port truly is. And it's very unique in the way that it presents itself topographically, right?
It is, and you're right. Baltimore is not a very big, it's a mid-sized city, but I believe it's the 13th busiest port in America. So it's a very, very busy port city. People think of New York, of course, and Norfolk is another big one down here. But Baltimore is a very busy port, and a lot of jobs, people who work on the water, they work on the docks. A lot of stuff comes through here, and when this happens, it's devastating, and it's going to affect the whole region. And it's also going to affect traffic because, 695 is part of it, but if they're not on 695 because this is closed, they're going to be on 95, which is the whole East Coast. That's the pipeline up and down the East Coast. So there's going to be a lot of traffic getting diverted to the 95 and the other crossings. It's going to be a problem for a long time.
The two times I think I was on that bridge is because I was diverted there because of an accident on, it was either, is it 895? Is that down there too?
Yeah, 895.
And 95 and where we were going. So we ended up having to go around in that outer loop of 695 over that bridge. So critical to the area.
I don't know what you're doing that end of Baltimore, but
we were coming from south from D.C. and I'm trying to remember where the heck we were going. I know there's a fort right there at the foot of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, where it collapsed. In there, what is it? There's a Civil War fort that's located right there at the foot of the bridge.
Well, the other fort, the one that's going to suffer, is Fort McHenry.
Fort McHenry,
I'm looking at Fort McHenry right now, actually. I live down the block. And that's the other crossing, which is going to be incredibly congested now because the Fort McHenry Tunnel is another one of the crossings that covers that same span of water. And that's busy on a regular day. I can't imagine what's going to happen now.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to you guys. Our thoughts are with everyone in the Baltimore area and certainly the families that have been impacted by this. We truly appreciate you joining us today, and it's nice to hear that there's a radio host like myself that spent so many years in law enforcement out Baltimore way.
Yeah, I have a very close connection with New Orleans, actually. I was down there a whole bunch. I was friends with the former chief down there, and they're very similar cities, demographically, crime-wise, so we learned a lot from each other. New Orleans is really like a smaller version of this town.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ed Norris, from 105.7 Fan there in Baltimore. Appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Okunard Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.